maybe if it sounded pretty likely that Ford might be elected again. And I said,
probably will.
Let's see. If there were a lot of people that thought this, what would you say?
Should we have a large majority?
If you meet a little boy in the street and he's afraid of you, you might tell him you are not going to hurt him by saying, "Don't cry.
Protect you."
Or if you are taking a child to the dentist and he's afraid, the dentist might say, "Don't be afraid.
It won't hurt."
You might tell a boy, "Send your dog over here.
I will look after him."
If you are having an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about this, you would say, "Well, I'm right."
And that's all there is to it.
Okay. If somebody thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, "Don't mention it. We blank going in.
We were going that way anyway."
If you were talking about the old days when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say,
"The times were much better."
Uh-huh. Or, what if you were going to include the good old days in this expression, you'd say,
"Good old days were much better, I would suppose."
If somebody asks, "What was that you I saw in town yesterday?" you might say, "No, it
probably wasn't."
Did you just slam that door? "No, it
blew shut."
If you didn't do it, what you would say? Maybe
we would do it too.
If you had done something and somebody asked you if you did it, you would say,
"Not hardly."
See, it was me, Daddy, so we were going to something else.
That gets no here half of it. I don't reckon I'm that dumb.
If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
If she sees a dress that she likes very much and is becoming, she says, "That's a very
rare type.
Very
best material."
A little girl has on a very becoming dress, you might say, "My, what a
beauty."
Suppose you remark to your mother, "Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is
prettier."
What might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Might wear a pair of pants.
Let's see, what would Beulah wear in the kitchen? Over her dress. See, to sign your name in ink, you would use a
pin.
To hold a baby's diaper in place, you would use a
safety pin.